Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a terrific writer and director, and you've seen some of his other works, but this has to feel different. I just watched the trailer, and it's absolutely gripping, absolutely wonderful. Christopher Johnson, and I imagine this one is closer to his heart because of a lot of things, and we'll let him explain why. It's a hybrid documentary, Journey to Royal, a WW2 rescue mission, and he is the great nephew of the title character, who's Lieutenant Royal Stratton, and just a 22-year-old rescue pilot who, we're going to get to that in a second, but Christopher Johnson did just a wonderful job on this. I can't wait to see the whole thing. Christopher, how are you?
I'm well, Frank. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, well, thrilled to have you. Am I right? This is a little different. This is there has to have an emotional attachment to this one.
Yeah, this is, of course, you know, whenever you're dealing with something that has to do with family, and then on top of that, you add World War II military service, the reverence I've already had for the Greatest Generation added to the family component really, it's quite possible that this will be the most personal and personally meaningful thing that I endeavored to do in my career. So you're absolutely right about that. I know for both my production partner, Mariana Tosca, and I, this has been a 10-year journey to preserve the legacy of these veterans. And it could have gone on another 10 years, if possible, because we just loved being in the presence of these amazing people. It's just what an honor to be able to help preserve the story of these veterans.
You know, you mentioned the idea of the Greatest Generation. It's hard to argue. I'm never going to be on the other side of that argument. But even looking at stills of your great uncle, he doesn't look like a 22-year-old by any means, right? He just looks like a leader. Looks like just a different character. These are a whole different breed of people back then, and I just, you know, I have kids that are 28 years old, and I, you know, it's just a different, it is a different generation, and I'm, you know, they grew up in the Depression and they grew up and everything. Did you notice that while you were going through and speaking to all of these folks, that these early photos of them, they just looked so much more seasoned than what we would see as a 22-year-old now?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And we would discuss that quite a bit, you know, because we'd have downtime as we were flying to the different cities to interview the veterans. And Marianne and I would remark that how 22-year-olds today, no disrespect or anything, but the first thing that comes to mind is not a 22-year-old in a rescue amphibious airplane landing in the South Pacific, plucking people out of the ocean. That's not the first thing that comes to mind. And when you look at these photos of these people, like you said, they look fully well into their adulthood, and they have a sense of just a capability about them that is imbued into these images. And like you said, perhaps the Great Depression, the outbreak of World War II on the heels, you know, a little more than a decade after the end of World War I. This was a different generation, and they had a different medal than perhaps we have today, just in general. So, we did discuss that.
What was the biggest...
I don't know how we would have won the war had they not had that quality.
Yeah, no argument here. And again, I'll say it again, no argument about them being the greatest generation. What a, what a group of people, and they broke the mold when they made them. What was the biggest surprise, if any, that you found out about Lieutenant Royal Stratton? Is there any surprise that once you completed the picture, was there then prior to doing this?
Well, you always have an idea, a hope of a person I didn't know my great uncle, obviously.
Right.
And you have these ideas about them and these hopes of the type of person that they would be, you know, based on his brother, who's my grandfather, and the rest of the family. But perhaps not surprising so much as gratifying was to learn how well liked he was by his fellow squadron members and the fellow officers in the squadron, and that all these years later, some 70 years later, they still remembered him as if it was yesterday, and they still shared stories about him as if they'd happened last week, and that they were open about those stories, and that they were able to fill in this gap in our family lineage. So it was surprising, the detail and the admiration and the warmth, and we were just moved. It sounds trite, but in some cases beyond words, you're in the company of people who've done remarkable things, great things, and changed the direction of the world, and the reverence that we have for those people and their sacrifice. It's just difficult to quantify, you know, and that of course goes for my great uncle as well. Both the producer on this, Mario Natasha, and I, we have been on this 10-year journey step by step together, and every interview just makes you fall more in love with these, just as I said, unbelievable, remarkable people who sacrificed everything to change the world for the better.
Pardon my ignorance on this. I mean, both of my grandfathers are long gone. Is your grandfather still with us?
My grandfather, unfortunately, he passed a few years back. But he's in the picture, and he was able to learn about the details about what he had a general overview of what had happened to Royal during the war. You know, that he was in a rescue squadron and that something happened. But he was able to see the interviews from the people that spoke about his brother and learn about the details about how Royal perished in the life-saving efforts in the South Pacific. So, unfortunately, no, he's not. But I'm thankful that he was still with us long enough to learn about the sacrifices of his brother. And my grandfather was also in the war. He was in the European theater. The stories that this project also brought out from him that he had never talked about before was also a learning process that we were grateful to be able to have, share that time.
You know, I'm being presumptive here, but when you interview all of these folks, I imagine that so many different story ideas come to mind, and I would again, I'm being presumptuous, but I would assume that you have unfinished business even after this is done. Do you have ideas that came off of this project going into future projects?
Well, you know, as we sit back and look at the over 600 pages of transcribed interviews here, you know, one of the most challenging aspects to the picture was deciding what not to put in.
Yeah.
And there is such a voluminous amount of worthwhile stories that deserve to see the light of day. And Mariana and I are working on a way to bring those stories to light. And I'm sure, as you can imagine, the gears and the mechanics of making a picture or a series in the Hollywood system, or even outside of it, as we did this one, this is an independently produced, self-financed picture for the most part. But in order to continue on and do, say, a series or something like that, we would have to partner with a larger funding source that would allow us to do that in a way that did honor to the stories. So we are looking into it. There's just so many things that have to line up, so many ducks that have to line up for that to be a successful endeavor. That there's some unknown involved there. But yes, you're absolutely right, Frank. The stories of these veterans, more of them are still untold even after completing the picture. And we included as much as we could in the film reasonably. You know, you've got a finite amount of time, and you have to make the story compelling to audiences who both have an interest in, and who do not have an interest in the subject matter. And you're asking them to spend 90 minutes of their valuable time to share the legacy of these World War II veterans. And we believe that it's time well spent, of course, but our job is to make that enticing to people who may or may not know about that history.
Well, you and I are in agreement on that as well. JourneyToRoyal.com is where everyone should go to watch the trailer and watch this film. It is it promises to be absolutely great. Christopher Johnson, thank you very much for being here, and congratulations on a great effort.
Thank you so much, Frank. Really appreciate you having us and spending some time with us this morning.
Christopher Johnson, everyone, filmmaker, writer, director, and again, this is going to be a great one to watch. I'll be watching it, and all of you should see it as well. And again, the full title is Journey to Royal, a WW2 rescue mission. And Christopher not only is the filmmaker, but he's the great nephew of the title character, Lieutenant Royal Stratton. His grandfather is the brother of his late grandfather's Lieutenant Royal Stratton's brother, and again, it has to be an emotional experience as well as a fulfilling one. Journey to Royal, everyone. You'll be blown away by the trailer. Go there, check out this film. Christopher Johnson has been our very special guest, and we'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.